Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, disappointing game. The 7-game win streak for Golden State is snapped. A chance to pick up a game on Minnesota goes by the boards. And just disappointing, but it just shows that, you know, when you hear us talk about how everybody can play in this league, and when you hear us talk about the fact you can't take a night off against anybody, I mean, that's just, it's true.
Well, nothing, I mean, look, I, if anybody says no, I'd say we'll go back to this night on this year, whenever, and see that the Nuggets came in here severely undermanned and beat the Warriors on the road. The Pacers went in even more undermanned against the Timberwolves, who are one of the hottest teams in the league. They won a game on the road. And even the Sixers, who was 17-point dogs, who had nobody on their team, built a 21-point lead against the Rockets, took them to overtime, and then ended up going down in that game. Then the Rockets getting the win. But, I mean, that's just what I'm talking about when I tell everybody these guys are all NBA players, that, yes, if everything is equal, everybody's focused, everybody's executing, everybody's doing what they normally would do throughout the course of the season, yeah, that team's going to win. But that's not sports. Sports are played by humans, not robots. So when you see a team an hour or two before the game announce that Jokic and Murray aren't going to play, human tendency is to drop your guard just a little bit. Exhale, like, okay, you know, we don't have to guard Jokic, and this is going to be – And then I said, you know, watch out for the punch in the mouth early. And they got it. They came to play early on, built themselves a double-digit lead at halftime. I still thought the Warriors – I was waiting for the run to come. I was waiting for them to make some shots, but usually the guy that does that is Steph, and Steph just couldn't get it going tonight. 6 for 21, 4 for 14. But this is example A, or 1, or whatever you want, of why I say that. Because it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. And if you don't take somebody seriously, these guys deserve to be in this league. They can play. So, you know, I mean, the big boys were doing the heavy lifting tonight for the Nuggets. It was Porter with 21. Gordon had just an incredible game. 38 points on 23 shots. And even though Westbrook didn't shoot the ball well, he had a couple of timely buckets. That one big three that he hit, he only had two, shot 2 of 9. But he had 11 rebounds and 16 assists. They did have 7 turnovers to go along with that. So did Gordon, by the way. He had 7. Holy mackerel. They both had 7 turnovers in that game. But they competed. They battled. And, I mean, there was a combined 42 turnovers in the game, 22 by them, 20 by the Warriors. But it was just one of those games they couldn't, you know, the Warriors were finding it hard to get that traction. And then, you know, the death nail, 8 for 33 from 3, 15 to 27 from the free throw line.
If you had told me that they had had 27 points off turnovers and outscored a team 64-48 in the paint, I would say they would have won, but that didn't happen. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's a game they, you know, very easily could have picked up. I'm not saying very easily. I don't mean a disrespect to the Nuggets tonight, because they outplayed the Warriors. They out-hustled the Warriors. But, you know, if the Warriors played their game, even close to what they've been playing in the last 16 games, they would have won this game and put themselves in a little breathing room. But now, again, they're back neck and neck with Minnesota. And Minnesota, quite frankly, has an easier schedule the rest of the way. And that's something you have to be aware of. But, you know, nobody really stood out. I thought Jonathan Kuminga did some nice things late to try to get the Warriors going again. But on the whole, this was kind of a dud for Golden State.
And look, you're going to have those occasionally. You just are. And you're going to have games where you're not shooting the ball very well. And that was tonight. Nobody shot the ball well tonight. You look up and down, I guess Gary Payton shot the ball. Well, he did. He was 8 for 10. So, and 2 for 3 from 3. And Butler was 8 for 16. But, you know, it was just such a choppy game. Such a weird game. And it just, not much flow to it. And I think that kind of played into their hands. But again, when you get a team that is an underdog, the longer they can stay in the game, the better they're feeling. And Gordon wouldn't just let it would not
he
let
was,
the Warriors.
He was so good tonight.
He was special tonight.
So good,
absolutely special tonight. And the one thing I guarantee you wouldn't have seen in years gone by, Michael Porter Jr. had 21. Okay, 7 for 18. Nothing crazy about that. You wouldn't have seen many games where Michael Porter had 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals.
Yeah.
Like, he was just an offensive guy. And to have that type of game when they need you to do that is pretty impressive. But, you know, you should always take into a factor, and maybe I didn't take into account enough. Because, look, I thought the way the Warriors were playing, they would win this game with no Jokic and no Murray. Although I do always think they have a chance. But you underestimate teams that have champions on their team. Or players that have champions on their team, right? And they just know how to win. They don't die. They're going to come out and battle you, and they're going to give it an effort and get after you. And they're going to expect to win because that's what they're used to. They expect to win the same way Steph and Dre and guys that have won championships. They expect that we're going to go out there. Yeah, and we're going to compete. We're going to win.
They don't panic.
Nope.
And they say, you know what? Okay, now it's an opportunity instead of looking at it as a deficit.
Yep.
And that's what they did tonight.
No,
so
absolutely.
Credit to Michael Malone's team. They did a great job.
No, there's no doubt about it. Now, you give them a lot of credit for playing as well as – and it wasn't perfect for them. Like I said, they had 24 turnovers. Yeah, 22 turnovers. So it wasn't perfect for them, but they battled. They made enough shots. And look, outside of Gordon, they didn't shoot very well from the three-point line either. They're only 14 for 39 as a team. Which is pretty mediocre, and Gordon was 4 for 6 from that, so they're only 10 of 33 after that, and it just, but that was enough. You know, they had there was a couple shots, too, that you just thought, oh, gosh, they're not winning this game. The Chankar 3, who he doesn't shoot 3, they not get 3-point shooter at all. The kick out, boom, caught it, drilled it. And then the Westbrook one from the opposite side, it was like, oh, you what?
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to hit that. I shouldn't say there's no way you're going to hit that three. But again, I said it at the time, if you could say what shot do you want them to take, that would be the shot you'd want them to take. Westbrook obviously has never been a great three-point shooter. And tonight he wasn't either. He's only 2 for 9. And then the icing on the cake was the very end where he just caught it and like threw it up without looking, and it went in. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
sometimes it's just meant to be.
That's Tom Tolbert. We'll do this all over again tomorrow.
Yeah, we get the Bucks tomorrow.
Yeah.
That should be a good one.
Always good to see Giannis. Always good to see Damian Lillard, the two guys that are great guys and great players.
No, there's no doubt about it. They represent their team in the league very, very well. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game. It's going to, you got to bounce back. That's the thing about the league. You can feel sorry for yourself for about an hour, and then you got to get back after it because you're going to play somebody else who doesn't give a rat about your feelings. Like, oh, you lost a tough one last night? I don't care.
Too bad.
We're coming for your head again tomorrow night. Well, we're going to try to make it 0-2 tomorrow night. So really looking forward to that.